John King and William Oberle are among the plaintiffs in the suit against the Archdiocese of Boston. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. King, are you satisfied with the settlement?
I have not even seen the settlement yet. I mean, I've seen what I've seen on TV, and I'm not quite sure that I'm satisfied.
Well, why would you not be satisfied?
Because if the settlement wording is written in such a way that what it says is, hey, we're just giving you money, but we're not acknowledging that you exist, I still feel like it isn't settled.
And Mr. Oberle, how about you?
I'd have to say that I'm not really comfortable with the offer. It seems to not really have much of a resolution to solve the problems of these victims. I think it's a little bit too much, too little, too late.
What would you like the settlement to say?
Who are you asking?
Either one.
Oh.
Go ahead, John.
Thanks. I wanted to see something that said that, you know, or a statement also from, you know, the supervisors that said that, you know, this happened, and then their reasoning for why it happened. Just the dollar figure is not what I was looking for. I have to see how they word everything. I'm supposed to meet with my attorney today to at least see the wording, and I'm still scheduled to have a sit down with you know, Bishop O'Malley.
Mr. Oberle, the deal came with a new pledge from the church to prevent abuse. Do you feel the church has learned its lesson? Mr. Oberle.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel the church has learned its lesson?
No, I don't believe it so at all. I believe it's just part of the rhetoric that's allowed this to happen. I'd like to see more substance and an apology from the Pope, let's say, but don't believe it's going to happen.
Then you don't feel the settlement would restore confidence in the church among Catholics?
Oh, not at all. I think it's just another step in this very continuing saga of the most miserable thing I can imagine in life. So, no, I don't think it really has much substance to it.
Mr. King, how difficult has your life been since this abuse?
I had a problem with alcohol and drug addiction for better part of 10 years of my life, you know, from the age of 13 to 23 when I finally got sober. And, you know, besides the hospital stays, incarcerations, problems with, you know, relationships, not knowing how you feel, you kind of pull back, attempted suicide attempts. Multiple times. It wasn't fun.
Under the agreement, the church will provide counseling for victims as long as they want it. Will this help?
I appreciated that offer. I also appreciated, from what I've seen, the board that they're going to set up, and they're probably going to allow victims to sit on that board. There are some things in the agreement that I appreciate, and I respect their offer. I found it very profound for me, in the sense that it's almost like 17 years to the day to when I asked the church to address this problem.
Thank you both very, very much.
Thank you.
John King and William Oberle, who are among the plaintiffs in the suit against the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston.